I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. A senior Hamas leader is criticizing U.S. President Donald Trump's ultimatum over its decision to delay the release of Israeli hostages. The Palestinian militant group on Monday cited Israeli violations of the ceasefire agreement as a reason for the delay. Trump issued a dire warning to Hamas while speaking to reporters in the Oval Office.
If all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time, I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out.
The Hamas official told Reuters news agency on Tuesday that threatening language has no value and only complicates matters. Trump will host Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House Tuesday. The president told reporters that he might withhold aid to Jordan and Egypt if they refuse to accept Palestinians under his proposal to relocate them from Gaza. President Trump on Monday announced a 25% tariff on aluminum and steel imports. VOA correspondent Anita Powell reports from the White House.
Trump's trade advisor says this move will help domestic producers and support the nation's economic and national security. The biggest foreign steel suppliers, Canada, Brazil, Mexico, and South Korea, are likely to be hit hardest. But Trump says not only rivals, but also allies were taking advantage of the U.S.
We were being pummeled by both friend and foe alike. Our nation requires steel and aluminum to be made in America, not in foreign lands. We need to create, in order to protect our country's future, resurgence of U.S. manufacturing and production.
Many economists believe tariffs raise consumer prices. U.S. trade partners have warned that the tariffs could hurt automakers, shipbuilders, and other U.S. industries. Anita Powell, VOA News, The White House.
This is VOA News.